ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Fiji, where authorities are starting to count the cost of the damage brought on by Cyclone Cody. The Category 1 storm caused heavy rains and major flooding in the western and northern parts of the country. One person died while crossing a flooded river, and more than 1,800 people have sought refuge in some of the 110 evacuation centres set up across the country. Fiji's minister responsible for disaster management, Inia Seruiratu, says that with the country in the midst of a third wave, COVID-19 protocols are in place at the centres.
We have liaised very closely with the Ministry of Health, but we understand the fact that the Ministry of Health will not be available in all evacuation centres, and that is why they have given us the necessary guidelines as well. All civil servants in Fiji are aware of the COVID protocols, but Health is emphasising that we divide the evacuation centres into two simple zones, sort of a red zone and a green zone. Red zone is where we have the highly vulnerable, those particularly that are not vaccinated, and those that have known cases for that matter, and of course those that may be developing symptoms as well. And then in the green zone we will have those that are asymptomatic and those that probably don't have any indications of COVID as well. And of course, we emphasize just the normal safety protocols, masking, hand sanitizing, washing, and of course, social distancing as well, and minimize the gathering within the evacuation center. My fellow Fijians, government is doing all it can to ensure that there is no disruption to major infrastructural services such as roads, water and power supply. We are now planning our initial damage assessment at the divisional level to ascertain the magnitude of damages caused by TC Cody.
Despite moving away, Cyclone Cody is still causing heavy rain and flooding, with tourists in the town of Nundi forced to hitch a ride on fire trucks to get through flooded roads to make their flights home. Among those badly affected was the Nundi office of Animals Fiji, an animal shelter and a hospital. Casey Quimby is the co-founder and managing trustee of Animals Fiji, and she joins me now from the line in Nundi. Bula, and good morning to you, Casey.
Bulavanaka, thank you for having me.
Casey, you were on the ground when Cyclone Cody came through. What was it like for you and your team on the ground?
Well, I've been in Fiji for 14 years, and we've had Animals Fiji for 10, and at this exact location in Nasoso for 6. And this by far is the worst nightmare come true. We've always known that our back dog pens flood, and we've prepared for that. Over the years, we've always made sure that we've prepared for that. It's never reached inside any of our three buildings, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, it's a Monday morning, it had reached all three buildings in every single room. We had 36 animals on site, which we had security overnight, and we are lucky that we have team members in the area within walking distance, including myself, so immediately went over there and started evacuating.
And how many animals do you have and your team have fostering at the moment? Did you have to put a call out for other people to help?
It's a bit difficult because Nasoso, the area that our Nundi clinic is, the road was blocked off as well. So the road floods. We're about a kilometre from the airport, but that road that comes down to Nasoso is the only access, and it was flooded as well. So we put a call out to the neighbourhood watch on Viber, as well as our own homes. Myself personally, I have 10 cats and 7 dogs here. Our shelter supervisor, who lives a few doors down, she's got the hospital cases as well as 4 puppies. And then we had some fantastic members of the community that came forward and fostered as well.
And Casey, how difficult it is, or how did it make you feel knowing all of this was happening? The weather is on its way, and seeing this flood come through these buildings. You know, can you describe to me what you were feeling during that time?
Well, we knew that the high tide was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. So none of us were really sleeping. We were checking in with security, and all of us were checking in with each other every 45 minutes to an hour. And then when it reached about 2 o'clock in the morning, I thought, okay, well, the tide's going back out now. We can all kind of relax. And we all fell asleep. Well, 2 hours later, we received a phone call. And if I must say, my team was absolutely fantastic. They were there before I was. 20 minutes before. They ran straight to the clinic. No animals were injured. We had five dogs that were standing in a little bit of water, but everyone else was in cages up. It's just pretty much worst nightmare situation. Yeah.
And
it didn't feel great.
Yeah. And Casey, what about the animals themselves? Did, you know, were they in distress when you arrived or when your team arrived as the water started coming through? Did they know what was going on in that kind of way?
Well, luckily our whole property did not flood. So we started moving and the weather gave us a bit of a break from about 5 a.m. to about 10. So we started moving cages outside where there was dry land and it wasn't heavy rain. I mean, we've had, right now I'm looking at the beautiful sun, but there's black clouds intermittently jumping 5-10 minutes of rainwater. The animals themselves obviously are a bit stressed and can feel that we're stressed. But everyone seemed to be recovering just fine. I mean, the hospital cases are doing extremely well. We have a post-op from an amputation. We have a fish poison dog. We have a dog recovering from botulism, and they're all doing extremely well. I'm sure they felt the stress, but just like us, they and the Fijian people, they were extremely resilient.
Well, what's the plan now, Casey, now that the weather is cleared up a little bit and you're able to assess the situation? What is the most pressing thing that you and your team need to do for the clinic?
So the animals will stay off-site. So at the moment, we're keeping all the animals off-site until at least Thursday, just to make sure that we can get everything deep cleaned. The equipment that we have, like x-ray machines and things like that, it only came about calf high, so we inside the buildings. So there's a few paperwork that's been damaged in filing cabinets, but for the most part, everything is fine. It's just going to be a bit of a cleanup. Everyone's going to ask why we are continuing to live there or have our space there. Obviously, we're a charity on a shoestring budget, and we bought the land and the assumption that it didn't come all the way. But yeah, it's just going to be cleanup, and it's going to cost money to clean up and recover and just make sure that we can reopen to start being there for animals. We have people messaging us while this is all going on, saying, my dog is sick, my cow is injured, can you help? So while this has all been happening with the shelter animals, we've been helping as best we can. Our Savi Savi clinic on the second biggest island also was spared from flooding, even though they prepared for it. And they were in yesterday doing stitch-ups and making sure that they were there for the animals in the north.
So your clinic, Anandi, now what assistance do you need to help you open so that you can start seeing animals again and being able to help the community, especially with the cyclone that's passed through? You might have more calls for help.
Yeah, I mean, on the ground, obviously, anyone that can come that's in Fiji, which probably not most of your listeners, but that can come to Fiji and come to Anandi and help us clean up. Alternatively, donations, which 100% go to the animals and making sure that we can reopen. We pretty much need either donations in kind, donations monetary, which is all available on our website, animalsfiji.org.
Well, Casey, thank you very much for joining us and letting us know the situation that you and your team are in, and wishing you all the best in the recovery and recouping of the clinic, and wishing you the best for the future. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That was Casey Quimby, the co-founder of Animals Fiji, and she was explaining and describing there the situation in Anandi at her clinic that she co-founded, Animals Fiji, in the Anandi office. And if you do have any photos or videos from the weather system, or if you want to share what you went through, please do feel free to do so, if it is safe to do so, and send them on to the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.